opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Kellis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Well, welcome to Body Talk. This is Dr. Ross, your host today, and we're doing a solo show here by myself. And let me just start off by thanking our listeners for coming back, those frequent listeners wanting to learn more and hear more about the truth of health, and really what your body is telling you is what Body Talk is all about. You know, we really can listen to our bodies if we're willing to, and our bodies will talk to us. And the purpose of this whole show is really to gain more understanding of what the reality is about health and what's happening in health today. This is a call-in show, so if you have any questions for our guest today or for me, you can call us at 866-472-5792. And also, we will take emails and bring those on the show as well. And you can email us at drross@curingthecause.com. We're very excited to have our special guest here today. Actually, it's a repeat guest, and I'm thrilled to have him with us today. Let me give you a little background on him before we introduce him. His name is Dr. Michael Danziger, and he is an internationally recognized authority on dietary and lifestyle counseling for weight loss and prevention of obesity-related medical problems. And he's the weight loss and nutrition advisor for NBC's hit Prime TV series, The Biggest Loser, and contributor to the best-selling book series based on the show. He's been interviewed about weight loss experiences on numerous television and radio shows around the world. Dr. Danziger holds multiple academic positions. He is the clinic nutrition and obesity editor for WebMD's academic journal. He is assistant professor at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston and is a scientist with the USDA Nutrition Research Center and is a member of the Division of Endocrinology at Tufts New England Medical Center. He's published the highly publicized research studies on the comparison of Atkins, Ornish, Weight Watchers, and Zone Diets for weight loss and cardiac reduction. And that's what we talked about just a couple weeks ago with him. And that was published in the prestigious journal, the American Medical Association Journal, in January 2005, which was one of the most highly read and quoted scientific articles of the year. He's published numerous articles and on diet-based lifestyle programs, and he is currently conducting a clinical trial to determine the effectiveness of the USDA food pyramid and a low-starch version of the food pyramid for weight loss and heart disease reduction in over 200 overweight adults, and currently working on a project regarding diabetes and nutrition. And with that, I think that's a great introduction for our guest, Dr. Danziger. Hello, Dr. Danziger.
Hello, Dr. Ross. Thank you for that kind introduction. I'm excited to be on your show again.
Well, it's great to have you here. And that introduction could have gone for another 5 or 10 minutes. I want to let the audience know you've got quite the background and quite the research background. Really appreciate you having you here. You know, last time you were on the radio here, we were talking about diet and obesity and the problems that we're having in this country. We talked about the comparison of Atkins, Ornish, weight loss, and zone diets. And for those listeners that didn't get a chance to listen to it, you can go onto the website at Body Talk or voiceamerica.com and bring that up in the archives, and you can download that. But today I want to talk about something that you've got in the workings right now, and that is diabetes and nutrition. Why don't you give us a little background on diabetes, the history of diabetes here in this country, and what you're doing to make some changes on that?
Oh, diabetes is one of the most severe health crises that we have facing our nation and our world right now. Of all the weight-related medical problems, I think diabetes is probably the most severe, and I'm declaring war on diabetes. Diabetes is a problem. in which the blood sugar levels go too high. And when the blood sugar levels are too high, that can cause damage to the arteries, to nerves, to immunity. It can cause loss of sensation in the feet and in the hands, and loss of the feet. In many cases, it can cause so much damage to the kidney that it can cause kidney loss and result in chronic kidney dialysis requirement, and it can damage the eye, the retina, and cause visual loss, including blindness. And it's, in fact, the leading cause of blindness in adults. It's the leading cause of non-traumatic limb amputation in the United States, and it doubles or triples or quadruples the risk of heart attack. So diabetes is one of the most severe problems that we face. It affects right now 7% of Americans, but it's projected to increase. Before we know it, it'll be 10% of Americans and could go all the way up to one-third of Americans. In fact, one-third of American children born today are predicted to encounter or to become diabetic at some point in their lifetime as teens or adults unless things change.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty significant. So this could be one of our number one leading causes of death, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Right now, obesity and diabetes are projected to end 5 decades of decreasing heart attack rates, and now heart attack rates are expected to start to gradually increase rather than decrease for the first time in a half century because of the bad effects on the blood vessels, and it's a very severe risk factor for heart disease.
And what is the cause for diabetes? Now, I know there's two types of diabetes.
Yeah, in either case, there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes. In either case, the blood sugar is running high. Type 1 diabetes, which is 10% of diabetes, usually strikes some children or teenagers. The body is attacking the pancreas organ for reasons that are unclear. Perhaps some kind of virus triggers this immune reaction in children or young adults, and the body starts to destroy parts of the pancreas. And
but would it be fair to say that this is an autoimmune disease?
It's an autoimmune disease, type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes also is characterized by high blood sugar, but that's generally because the muscles do not work properly. They do not recognize the hormone insulin made by the pancreas. So in type 2 diabetes, the pancreas is making insulin, but just not enough to help get blood sugar from the blood into the muscles. Here's the way type 2 diabetes works, which is 90% of the cases of diabetes, is when the body has extra fat for decades at a time, it requires the pancreas organ to make extra insulin. Insulin's the hormone that moves sugar from the blood into the muscles and the organs. And because of the extra body fat, the pancreas must make twice as much insulin as in a normal lean person. And year after year, decade after decade of doing double duty of making twice as much insulin as necessary, the pancreas just gets overworked and overused, and it can't keep up, and it can only make, say, 1.5 times as much insulin instead of 2 times. And when the pancreas starts to wear down and can't do double time anymore, that's when the blood sugar starts to rise. And when that blood sugar starts to rise, that's when the real danger starts to increase. The danger of blindness and limb loss and kidney dialysis all start to skyrocket as the blood sugar starts to rise.
Okay. So what can be done to prevent this from happening in the first place?
For type 1 diabetes, we don't have the answer. But for type 2 diabetes, getting to the underlying cause, figuring out how to get the underlying extra body fat off is the ultimate necessary solution. To reverse diabetes or to prevent it from happening, we have to change the way we eat and change the way we exercise. So if if it's going to be necessary to lose weight in order to reverse diabetes. And most people probably have what I consider a diabetes reversal weight. That's the weight where your body, your muscles are going to start to recognize the insulin sufficiently to keep the normalize the blood sugar without medication. So eating right and exercise is the key to preventing diabetes and putting it into remission or reversing it.
So would it be fair to say that we've got an increase or rise in type 2 diabetes because of lifestyle changes in the last 30, 40 years?
Yeah, that's absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. The American diet and our exercise habits have worsened over the last 40 years, and we've seen an increase in obesity rates that have just ravaged this country, and we have a parallel epidemic of diabetes directly because of the increasing obesity rates.
And I think you just had a little Freudian slip there of a new term that we're starting to see now, isn't it? Diabetes.
Sometimes we call it diabesity.
Right, right. And now we're seeing even more of the type 1 diabetics becoming type 2, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And why is that? Is that, again, because of lifestyle and the obesity factor?
Yeah, some people with diabetes, type 1 diabetes, can't make enough insulin. And if they grow heavier with excess body fat, that just exacerbates the problem. And they could have a combination of insulin resistance, which we see in type 2 diabetes, and type 1 diabetes, autoimmune diabetes.
Okay. So insulin resistance. Tell us a little bit more about insulin resistance.
Yeah, I mentioned that extra body fat promotes diabetes and requires the pancreas to do double duty making extra insulin. And that's because the muscles cannot recognize the insulin hormone very well. So we call that insulin resistance. And I like to think of it as when the muscles are marbled with fat, then that interferes with the healthy muscles' ability to recognize insulin. And so insulin resistance is can be thought of as muscles marbled with fat, and they can't do their job and recognize insulin properly. And when we get the fat out of the muscles through weight loss or exercise or especially through weightlifting exercise, that can help restore healthy muscle and reduce insulin resistance. And so the pancreas doesn't have to work so hard, and that's how we start to reverse diabetes.
Okay. So your study, and we're going to talk about this right after the break here, is really about reversing diabetes with nutrition, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to talk about that right after the break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Dr. Danziger, thank you very much. This is a very interesting start to our show here. And if you're new to the show, you can call in with questions at 866-472-5792 or email us at drross@curingthecause.com. And we'll be back right after this break to take your calls and talk more about diabetes and nutrition with Dr. Danziger. Right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit curingthecause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk. This is Dr. Stephen Ross, your host today, and we're here with our special guest, Dr. Michael Danziger from Tufts University, talking about diabetes and nutrition. Welcome back, Dr. Danziger.
Thank you.
We're having a very interesting discussion about the type 1, type 2 diabetes and the rampant increase in type 2 diabetes in this country, primarily because of lifestyle changes. But I think if we take a look at the research, and I know, Dr. Danziger, you're quite critical about this also, the medications that are being given to the diabetic patient, are they benefiting or are they hindering recovery?
That's a great question. And rather than give a one-word answer, let me give a little bit of detail about my viewpoint on how we currently approach diabetes. Doctors normally screen their patients for rising blood sugar. And when they see the blood sugar is high, especially in overweight patients, then
what are the ranges that they're looking at?
A normal blood sugar in the fasting state should be 110 or less. When it's between 110 and 125 milligrams per deciliter, then that's what some people call borderline diabetes or pre-diabetes. And when it's over 125, when it's 126 or higher, that signals diabetes. And if that's repeated, so twice in a row, if the blood sugar is over 126, then that fits with diabetes. And the standard approach when we see diabetes or pre-diabetes is that these patients are overweight and the doctors encourage people to lose weight, eat right, and exercise. And some doctors are not so great at that, others are better, but no matter how good the doctor or a clinician is at counseling for weight loss and healthy lifestyle, the current way doctors' visits are scheduled just isn't very conducive for lifestyle coaching. You see the doctor once every month or two. It's just not well set up for lifestyle coaching. So that typically fails. I mean, people with high blood sugar typically have already tried and failed to keep large amounts of weight off. And after a few months, the clinicians usually recommend medication in cases where the blood sugar isn't controlled through weight loss. So almost every patient eventually ends up on medication. And there are several types of medications. One, which is called metformin, or glucophage, is designed to help reduce insulin resistance. It's to help the muscles and the organs recognize the insulin hormone better, and that's a pretty good medication, in my opinion. Another type of medication, which has been on the scene even longer and is probably even more potent for lowering blood sugar is the type of medications we call the sulfonylureas. That's the gliburide or glipizide or other similar-sounding drugs, which work by pushing the pancreas organ to make insulin even more. So I've said that the pancreas in a diabetic is trying to make twice as much insulin and then starts to fail, so it can only make, you know, 1.5 times as much insulin. These types of drugs push the pancreas harder to make insulin. It's almost like whipping a horse and pushing the pancreas to make even more insulin. And it stands to reason, and there's some research evidence to support this, that it might actually be like taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. It although it lowers blood sugar and that helps reduce complication rates, it might actually be hastening the demise of the remaining function of the pancreas. So it's possible that it's actually speeding up the fueling the fire and worsening the rate at which the diabetes progresses.
Right. Like you say, it's like whipping a horse. You can whip the horse only so long before they collapse.
That's right. But it's crucially important to lower the blood sugar. And the fact is we don't have that many drugs that, you know, have an alternative approach. Of all the drugs that we have, those are the ones that lower the blood sugar the best. And in many cases, it's not possible to lower the blood sugar sufficiently without a combination of drugs. And so short of insulin shots, almost every patient ends up on that kind of medication. And I don't like that approach.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Now, would it make sense, I mean, just looking from a logical point of view, to change your diet, to decrease your glucose loading?
Yes. I think, you know, throughout the medical profession, we recognize that, you know, improving the diet, specifically lowering the glycemic load, which we can come back to, is an important first step. I think everyone recognizes that improving the diet is important. But again, the healthcare system is not well set up to help patients really achieve the type of weight loss and dietary and lifestyle improvements that are necessary. And that's the area of medicine and research where I'm dedicated myself. Finding an alternative approach based on lifestyle for reversing diabetes rather than just slowing its course.
So tell us about the research that you're working on now. How long have you been working on this research project?
For the past 2.5 years, I've had a program at Tufts Medical Center, which has been exclusively available only to patients who have their primary care at Tufts Medical Center. I call it a diabetes reversal program. And the goal is to get people off of their medicines rather than to prescribe medicines for diabetes. So initially, you know, I expected that we would be able to determine a diabetes reversal weight for all patients. I did not know what that weight was going to be. For most, I assumed it would be about 30 or 40 pounds of weight loss. And over time, I was able to verify that fact. But it depends on what someone's initial blood sugar is. But for most people, I would say 85% of people that I see, there is sort of a diabetes reversal weight that we can aim for. And it's usually between 30 and 40 pounds. And I coach them on how to achieve that weight through healthy eating and exercise.
Uh-huh.
So the type of eating strategy I use is going to cut their calories by about 25%. For example, if someone is eating 2,000 calories, we're going to cut their calories down to about 1,500, for example. And the way we can do that best is by cutting the sugar and the starch, especially the starchy food. The starchy food turns to sugar in the body. So regardless of whether it's refined grains like a bagel, a white bagel or white bread or white pasta, or even when it's whole grains like brown rice or a whole wheat bagel or whole wheat bread, we try to push starch to the minimum. We use fruits and vegetables and lean proteins like fish and shellfish and soy and low-fat dairy foods and poultry breast and legumes like peas and beans. And by focusing on those foods, we can learn how to eat without starch. And the blood sugar goes down very quickly. The weight starts to go down. And by adding in exercise, hopefully, ideally, 7 hours a week minimum of exercise. That's the combination, the low-starch diet plus the exercise, that can result in diabetes reversal in the majority of people.
And reversal of obesity.
Absolutely.
We talked about a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? Same program.
Yes, exactly. The prescription, and I don't think there's much we can do to alter the prescription for diabetes reversal or obesity reversal. You know, I think, you know, figuring out a way to reduce calories in the long term, and my bias is towards the natural human diet or low starch diet, plus the 7 hours minimum of exercise per week, that's the prescription. And, you know, rather than try to fine tune the prescription, I've focused on you know, accepting it and embracing it and figuring out how in the heck are we going to get our patients to actually do, you know, follow the prescription. So, you know, it's a tall order to ask people to follow, you know, this type of eating strategy, which is very low in starch, and to exercise 7 hours a week. And the barriers are not physical usually, they're logistical and they are psychological. And doctors and clinicians need to learn how to work with their patients as, you know, as a coach to help them overcome the psychological and logistical barriers that are keeping them from that kind of exercise and that kind of eating. These patients with diabetes are motivated to do it. They're nervous about becoming blind or losing their feet or their kidneys. A lot of them have relatives, and they've seen it, and they're nervous for their children. They need to be around for their children. They want to set an example for their children, and they want to be around a good long time. So a lot of my patients say, you tell me what I need to do in order to reverse this diabetes, and I will do it, even if it means eating less of my favorite foods and exercising even if I don't feel like it. And now it's my job to coach them and train them to achieve those goals.
That's great. We're going to talk more about this. I'm very interested in the strategies that you're using there. I know you're seeing them at least once. Well, you're seeing them once a week and coaching them on that. And how do you motivate somebody to get up and exercise if they haven't done that for years?
Yes, it's really hard. They have to come into it with a certain amount of motivation, or at least they have to recognize and accept that they're between a rock and a hard place, that they... The motivation has to come from within. They have to recognize that either I decide to do nothing and let the diabetes kill me slowly, or I have to do the exercise and achieve my health goals.
You got to take a break. Be right back and talk. Got people winning. All in. Dr. Ross, how do you talk? We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit CuringTheCause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk. This is Dr. Ross, your host here, with our special guest, Dr. Michael Dantzinger from Tufts University. We're talking about diabetes and nutrition. This is a very interesting topic because it's becoming the number one killer in the United States, primarily because of the increase in obesity in the United States. And Dr. Dantzinger, I'm sorry about that cutoff too early on our last break there, but we were talking about how you get people motivated to get onto your program and what your program is all about.
Yes, so they come to me specifically from, they're referred by their doctor specifically because they're motivated, so that helps a lot. And then I remind them, or I spell it out, that they're between a rock and a hard place, that they can either let the diabetes, you know, kill them slowly, or they can, you know, follow the prescription for diabetes reversal, which, you know, has all kinds of benefits. Weight loss, it'll help more than just their diabetes. It'll lower their heart attack risk. But mainly it's to avoid the complications of diabetes. After they buy into the idea that they're between a rock and a hard place and that anything I have to offer them is more attractive than what the diabetes has to offer, then I say, well, the main reason you have diabetes is because, you know, you've been following the wrong eating and exercise strategy, which is typically, you know, people eating almost, you know, too many treats, not enough healthy food, and not getting enough exercise. And they usually agree with that, but then they want to know what specifically should I eat and what should I do specifically to exercise. So we start with the eating, and I explain to them, you need to follow the type of eating strategy that humans are genetically designed to follow, which I call the natural human diet, which is, you know, the modern version of the natural human diet, which can be found in the supermarket, is high fiber fruits and vegetables and lean protein or low fat or healthy proteins. So the fruits and vegetables, I would consider almost any fruit and vegetable is fair game on our program.
Now, aren't there a number of fruits out there that are very high in sugar or high in the glycemic index? We need to stay with.
Yes, them. So some fruits are higher than others on the glycemic index. So bananas is probably the highest, and pineapple and grapes might be less favorable than things like citrus fruits or stone fruits. So cherries or berries or oranges are all more favorable from a glycemic index or glycemic load standpoint, meaning they raise the insulin and the blood sugar less dramatically than, you know, other types of fruit, you know, than the higher glycemic fruits. However, I have found that it's so beneficial to reduce the starchy foods, which is the main source of glycemic load, that we don't usually have to cut back on fruits of any sorts, including bananas, in order to reverse the diabetes. So it's
so the number one step is to get rid of the starches.
The starch is the main source of insulin and hunger stimulation, And so we can eat, you know, if you get rid of a couple of slices of bread, you can trade that in for a couple bananas, more or less. So getting rid of, you know, or a half a cup of rice, you know, you can have a banana for that. So learning how to eat without starch, which often means increasing the fruits, is an excellent strategy for weight loss and lowering the overall glycemic load. So some experts push to minimize certain types of fruit, but I have not found that to be the most productive approach for me. So fruits and vegetables of all kinds, and, you know, if someone's eating two or three bananas a day, I might mention that, you know, they could try some, you know, some other variety. But I don't get too hung up on that. I get real hung up on the starchy food. And
bread. No bread, basically.
Yeah, it's ubiquitous in our diets. Almost every breakfast, you know, cereal, toast, oatmeal, pancakes, waffles, almost every breakfast is full of starch. Lunch is a sandwich or rolls or pizza crust. You know, starch is everywhere. Or dinner, you know, there's the starchy side dish of potatoes or rice or pasta. That might even be the main dish. And so every meal is, you know, almost 50% starch. And by learning how to focus on fruits and vegetables and lean dairy products and lean and meats like poultry breast and fish and shellfish and soy and including all different forms of soy foods and the low fat dairy products and beans and lentils, those are the way to reverse the diabetes. So they fit well with the natural human diet, and they work very well in my years of experience.
Okay, and is this something that people can find on the website or in one of your books?
No. The Biggest Loser food pyramid, which is based mainly on fruits and vegetables and lean proteins, is sort of a variant of this approach, and there are many different popular diet books out there that stick to what I call the moderate carbohydrate approach. Many famous ones that people know, like the Zone Diet, the South Beach Diet, there's the Glucose Revolution, there's Suzanne Summers' Summer Size. There's many different variants of the moderate carbohydrate approach, and they're all more similar than different. They all claim to be based on the natural human diet, and they just have, you know, small variants of that.
Okay, but you're much more aggressive than that when you're talking about diabetics.
When it comes to, I'm very aggressive with starchy foods. Like Dr. Adkins and the Adkins diet was very aggressive with starch and starchy foods, but I'm liberal with fruits. The South Beach diet might be similar in many ways, pretty aggressive with starch and a little less aggressive with fruits, but there are slight differences. The what's more important is not the details as much as the adherence level. So when you pick a plan and you stick to it, that is much more important than the specific details of the plan. Having a rigid set of rules, even if the rules are arbitrary, having a rigid set of rules that you follow at the 90% level is the real key to success, rather than what the specific content of the rules is, ironically enough.
You know, I've got an email question here from Marilyn from Colorado. She asks, I have had diabetes type 2 for 15 years now, and I've been taking glucophage. How can I tell my doctor that I've had enough and I want to get off of it and onto your program?
I love that question for a number of reasons. Here's a person who's, fighting a personal war with diabetes and wants to, you know, take control of their health in a, you know, renewed way, and this question also indicates how long she's had diabetes, you know, a decade and a half, and that she's on a medication that she wants to get off. First of all, you want to make your doctor your ally. So you work together as a team. You certainly don't want to alienate your coach. You want to say, let's work together to meet my goals of seeing if we can get off this drug. The way to get off the medication is to demonstrate through healthy lifestyle through correct eating and exercise, that you can lose enough weight to make it realistic to get off the medication. So that type of medication, the glucophage, which is also metformin, I think is one of the more favorable medications, and I like to keep that one on until, that's the last one I like to get rid of. I like to keep it on until the blood sugar is, you know, almost normal. So they lose weight, 30 or 40 pounds, and then we take the, then we take the drug off and see if the blood sugar will stay where we want it to be. And more often than not, when they keep the weight off or extend the weight loss, we can get away with not having that drug on board and still have normal blood sugar. So you don't want
the patients to just drop their medication.
You don't drop the medication. You tell your doctor how committed you are to renewing your efforts toward healthy eating. You work together with your doctor to determine the right timing of if and when you can get your medication reduced and then discontinued. If your doctor has the wrong attitude, you find a different clinician who will partner with you. You need a coach, and you need to work together.
Right.
That's the way to do it. 15 years may or may not be too long of a history of diabetes to reverse it. You know, there's some urgency. The best chance you have of getting diabetes into remission is when the diabetes is new, before there's been much damage to the ongoing damage to the pancreas. I'm not saying 15 years is too long, but what I'm saying is that there's an urgency, and if you have diabetes, you want to act now. Now's the time. Don't let it linger until next year or 10 years from now. Now is the time to take these new concepts, which I'm describing, and make them work for you.
Yes. Yeah. So as soon as you know, and maybe another good follow-up question here, we just got another minute before break, another follow-up question might be, what are the symptoms that somebody should be recognizing that they may be pre-diabetic without going into the doctor and getting the blood test? Are there symptoms that somebody might recognize?
Yeah, the symptoms of diabetes occur when the blood sugar has gone out of control. So pre-diabetes really has no symptoms. So if you have symptoms of diabetes, which are the symptoms of high blood sugar, you might be just feel increasingly lethargic or tired, difficulty concentrating, increased thirst, and therefore increased urination, just a general sense of fatigue. All those, especially when they're in combination, are suggestive and mean that you should get testing. You know, increased thirst and blurry vision are pretty suggestive. Fatigue is common, but there's many causes. Common causes of fatigue that aren't diabetes. So that's what you want to be on the lookout for. The most important thing is to get your blood sugar checked regularly and show up to the doctor yearly to get an annual physical.
Regular checkups. That's very good advice. We're going to take a short break here. We're here with Dr. Danziger. This is Dr. Ross with Body Talk, and we're speaking on diabetes and nutrition. We'll be back right after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80% available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit CuringTheCause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit MyHealthCoachCareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at MyHealthCoachCareer.com. That's MyHealthCoachCareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neuroscience's laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at NeuroRelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Dr. Ross, you're a host of Body Talk, and we're talking to our special guest, Dr. Michael Danziger from Tufts University, about diabetes and nutrition. Welcome back, Dr. Danziger.
Thank you.
Before we broke, we were talking about diabetes and nutrition, what symptoms somebody might experience when they become diabetic, and I think probably the most predominant one is fatigue, exhaustion, increased thirst with increased urination. And people need to get checked. They need to get into their doctor, get a blood check, get the fasting glucose checked. Are there any other markers in blood that they need to check on, or is it just the fasting glucose?
Fasting glucose is the key. You want to, if you're over age 40, especially if you're overweight, you want to get that checked every year. That's your protection against finding diabetes early.
Right. And what? And going with that, what is our protection against increasing diabetes in this country today? And what do we really need to be focusing on here?
Oh, that's a great question. Most of the time we've been talking about how individuals can fight diabetes, you know, to take care of themselves. But really, what we want to do is reduce the diabetes rate in this country as a whole. You know, first of all, the majority of people in this country don't have diabetes, although everyone's at increasing risk. But it damages us indirectly in many ways. First of all, many of us have loved ones, relatives and friends who have died prematurely because of diabetes. We don't want that to happen to other relatives. Diabetes is probably the most expensive medical problem that we have. $170 billion a year spent on diabetes. That's more than the wars that we fight overseas per year. So it has a huge economic burden. The average patient with diabetes costs the healthcare system $12,000 per year. And, you know, reversing diabetes probably costs about $4,000 per year. So if we can figure out a way to unify as a country, as diabetics and as loved ones who care about diabetics, and just Americans who want to help restore our economic system and our standing as a leader of nations, then we need to fight a war on diabetes. That is the war that we really need to win, because it kills more people than, you know, terrorism or pretty much it kills people every day. You know, every day it kills more people than were killed in 9/11. It costs more than the wars that we're fighting. Our children, 1 in 3, are at risk for diabetes. We need to come together and recognize and increase awareness of the, diabetes as a top enemy that threatens to stall the success of our country. How can we come together? Well, first of all, we have to train doctors and clinicians and a new generation of what I call diabetes warriors so that we can learn how to actually help people achieve their diabetes reversal weight. So I know how to do this, and I have started training other doctors and, you know, students on the methods of diabetes reversal, which is basically lifestyle coaching, the right diet and the right exercise approach, and how to motivate patients. And once doctors recognize that the approach to diabetes needs to be not just to control diabetes, but to reverse it, then that's one giant step forward. The next step forward is to educate the general public and to motivate the general public to reverse diabetes and to avoid diabetes. The best cost savings will come when patients who have diabetes reverse it. So these people who are at risk for heart attacks and dialysis and limb loss and blindness, those very expensive, very nasty problems, if we can avoid those, that's where the big savings come. And the way to do this, I think, is to provide some kind of financial incentive or motivator to the people who have diabetes out of control. For example...
You know, Dr. Danziger, I want to interrupt you here for just a minute here because we're just about out of time. And I know that you've put something together that you wanted to present to our new president.
You know, let me put it into poetry. Read my poem to you that summarizes my feelings about diabetes and where the country needs to go and what needs to be done.
And has this been released to the public yet?
No, this is the first release of this poem.
Wonderful.
I call it A Diabetes Drama for President Obama. Dear President Obama, I'm speaking to you. You've inspired the nation. We're long overdue. We need a strong leader in this time of trouble who can help us see that our own strength must double. The healthcare system is in severe crisis. The costs are astounding with spiraling prices. For excessive tests and costly machines, we're stuck in a rut with the same old machines. The annual cost of a common disease is more than the wars that we fight overseas. $170 billion a year for diabetes, that is the enemy that might just defeat us. 20% of all healthcare expenses on patients who have this, a shock to the senses. 1 in 3 children may contract this illness as adults or teens due to our stillness. Here is a war that we should have engaged. Millions have died, and you bet I'm enraged. Most of these patients get complications even though we treat them with many medications. Blindness and limb loss and chronic dialysis result from our failure to heed the analysis. You need not be an economist or scholar. We can reverse this for pennies on the dollar. Diabetes type 2, which is 90%, is due to the lifestyle habits doctors lament. Until we overcome the underlying cause, we remain paralyzed in the enemy's jaws. We now know the weight loss it takes. We know what it takes to get there in theory, but previous leaders have been too leery to make it happen on a national scale, to invest the resources to ensure we prevail. We now know the weight loss it takes to reverse the majority of cases of this diabetes curse. Coaching for weight loss of 40 pounds initially seems like it's way out of bounds, but I've learned how to do this on a routine basis for men and women of all ages and races. Out of the a caloric reduction of 25% is enough to achieve this glorious ascent. Out of the grips of this terrible killer, transforming sorrow into a thriller. The key isn't diet type, it's all about adherence and removing the obstacles that cause interference. Weekly coaching by an authority can normalize glucose for the majority who sufficiently fear blindness or amputation or stroke or dementia or loss of sensation. But clinicians need training in the methods I've learned to reverse diabetes in those sufficiently concerned. We need a president who can leap into action, who knows what it takes to get enough traction, inspiring doctors to learn to achieve reversal rates that initially seem hard to believe is the way to wage war on this foe we must beat so we don't have to endure the burden of defeat. A wealth of huge savings awaits in the confines of Americans' increasingly expanding waistlines. To tap it, we must be clever and inventive and carefully craft the right incentive. Sharing a portion of the recovered wealth would stimulate people to recover their health. Every sustained diabetes remission annually documented by a qualified clinician could reward the patient with an enticing tax break while all Americans share in the take. Success on a national scale will save dollars in billions, eyes, kidneys, limbs, and lives by the millions. The first country to achieve diabetes domination will be the great envy of every other nation. When great presidents propose with conviction an American challenge to crush an affliction, it brings out the best in our glorious nation. At those times we desperately crave motivation. Believe with me now that we can rise to the occasion and solve the diabetes reversal equation.
And you finish with?
I'm Dr. Michael Danziger, and this is my opinion. I'm a Tufts Medical Center research physician.
That's fantastic. Dr. Danziger, thank you so much for being our guest today. I hope our listeners have learned a lot about what they can do to reverse diabetes and obesity. And we welcome your questions and comments. And we will see you next week. Until then, stay healthy, eat healthy, be healthy. This is Dr. Ross for Body Talk and Hearing the Cause. Dr. Danziger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. Keep up the great work with your great show.
Thank you.
We appreciate your joining us this week for Body Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.